The Deinococcus radiodurans is not a dinosaur. It's a very tough bacterium. Its name means strange berry that can withstand radiation. For decades, scientists have been trying to figure out what makes it so hard to kill. That could help researchers with everything from cleaning up nuclear waste to preventing cancer. In this week's issue of Science, an Israeli team offers one explanation, but NPR's John Hamilton reports the scientists who know the bug the best aren't buying it.
Scientists discovered Deinococcus radiodurans in the 1950s when they found it thriving in meat that had been bombarded with radiation. It's been in the spotlight ever since. A few years back, Russian scientists suggested it might have come from Mars, a planet with intense radiation. The media have called it Superbug and Conan the Bacterium. John Batista of Louisiana State University is considered by many to be the dean of radiodurans researchers.
Its ability to survive ionizing radiation is amazing. There's really very little on Earth that can do this.
That's because when radiation enters a cell, it cuts the strands of DNA that contain the cell's genetic code. It's like an invisible knife, hacking them to pieces. When both strands are cut in the same place, it's very hard for the cell to reassemble them. Researcher Michael Daly of the Uniformed Services University in Maryland says that event is called a double-stranded DNA break, and it doesn't take many to kill a typical cell.
For one of your cells or one of my cells, maybe three or four double-stranded DNA breaks, that's where the chain is broken, would be lethal to that cell and to us. By comparison, Deinococcus radiodurans can sustain hundreds and hundreds of double-strand breaks.
The question is, how? A few years back, scientists noticed that the bacterium's DNA had an unusual appearance. Instead of being spread out, the genetic material in Deinococcus was tightly packed in a ring. Daly says this observation led to a hypothesis about how the cell might be repairing itself. Perhaps it contained a stack of DNA rings.
Like a stack of lifesavers, or a stack of pancakes, or a stack of tires, so that if you had DNA damage at a certain point on one of those lifesavers, if you want to call it that, that you'd have a repair template very close by, let's say on top or below, which it could use to restore that information that was lost.
But this week, a team from the Weizmann Institute in Israel is offering a different explanation. Abraham Minsky is a member of the team.
The cell of this bacterium is composed of four compartments, and each of them contains at least one copy of the DNA. And we found also that this chromosome is organized in like a ring-like structure.
So there's no argument about the shape. But instead of a stack of lifesavers, Minsky sees four lifesavers sitting in four compartments arranged in a square. During DNA repair, Minsky says, the DNA traveled to neighboring compartments to compare genetic code, rather than looking at a DNA ring directly above or below. He offers pictures that might suggest such movement. Michael Daly, who's been trying to develop a version of Deinococcus to clean up toxic spills at nuclear sites, says he's dubious. Wandering DNA should leave empty compartments in the cell, and he's never seen any. But John Batista has been working with Deinococcus longer than either researcher. Does he believe the new study finally answers the $64,000 question?
No, I don't believe it does.
Batista says the team overlooked at least one important fact about the organism.
There are at least two species which don't form these four compartments.
And they also are resistant to radiation.
Yeah, they're as resistant to radiation as D-radiodurans, if not more so.
It's unusual to have so much disagreement about a paper published in a journal as prestigious as Science. Researchers say that's likely to attract even more attention and money to the question of what makes Deinococcus radiodurans one of the toughest life forms. And answering that question could reveal a mechanism that might one day help repair human cells. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.